Through his life, man encounters millions of images, the most pleasant of which are images filled with color. When you look at a landscape, you find the colors and beauty most agreeable. The magnificent color in a field of flowers, for example, seems to calm us down inside. Attractive tones of the sky and sea, and the beautiful artwork of flowers, are all due to color. In reality, however, what we call color in the outside world is actually the brain's interpretation of differing wavelengths. The difference between a red flower and a blue car is actually the difference in the wavelengths of light that each reflects. If there were no such thing as color, and if everything was in differing tones of gray, the world would become significantly less exciting. Our enjoyment of the sea, forests, fashion, and even food would be drastically reduced. However, all the colors of nature are created to please and agree with humans. It is a miracle by itself that the concept of color actually exists, but it's a great blessing that these colors are beautifully and harmoniously put to use by God. Don't you see that God sends down water from the sky, and by it we bring forth fruits of varying colors? And in the mountains there are streaks of white and red, of varying shades, and rocks of deep jet black. And mankind and beasts and livestock are likewise of varying colors. Only those of his servants with knowledge fear God. God is almighty, ever forgiving.